Isaiah, that was an exciting second half. What was your take on it?
Yeah, like you said, it's very exciting. I say we could have left the game with a win, if I'm honest. The boys put in everything that we could. The energy levels was through the roof, if I'm honest. We put in a good shift. The way they played, they almost played like five in midfield at a time, mate, with their striker dropping in. So I felt we grafted well, and at the end we was unlucky to get the win, I think.
In terms of the qualities, you were plucky, you were battling, you were covering sort of every blade of grass. That was evident in games against sort of Bolton and Sheffield United earlier on in the season. It's something you'd like to take on throughout the season, I would have thought.
What's that as a team? Or I think that's just us. I think on a normal day we like to graft and put in, leave the pitch with no energy whatsoever.
In terms of your finish, good finish across Colin Doyle, and
Yeah.
reward for a tireless display from yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the boys have been saying to me in training that you should be more positive in front of goal more often, because I've got it in me. There's no confidence in doing it in games, but I think it's starting to come into my game now where I feel I'll start shooting more.
How did it feel in front of the home fans? You don't score too often. You're fourth in professional football. You're first in 3 years. What was that feeling when you put the Saddlers ahead?
I can't really explain it, to be honest. I was happy more. The fact being I haven't played for 2 months, I've been on the bench.
From a personal point of view, you mentioned that you've not been in the team for a couple of months. How rewarding is it for you now getting back-to-back games under your belt? You impressed against Oldham in midweek. You've kept your place, and now a chance for you to stay in the team.
Well, hopefully I feel like I've done enough to stay in the team for the next game, so we'll see what happens then on Boxing Day.
Seems to be quite a solid spine, certainly when you're playing alongside Adam Chambers in midfield. There's not a lot that will go through you both.
To be fair, Skip's like a Viking, mate. You know what I mean? He just keeps going, mate, and he just keeps battling. He talks to me, and I talk to him, and that's the beauty of it. You know, like if you have got a partner that talks to you and you communicate great, it makes the job more less work, because he tells me where to be, I tell him where to be, and that's it. Like, that's the way the game is.
Talk to me about the dressing room over the last few days, though, because a couple of sort of bad defeats to suffer, Fleetwood away and then Oldham going out of all of the cup competitions. What's it been like building up to this game?
I pretty much say, like, no, there's not been any heads down. Everyone's still staying positive. We know we've got it in us to win games, so everyone's just got to stay positive and keep playing the same way they've been playing. It's football. These things happen.
You're 16th in the league. You're looking up the table, hopefully, now. It's important to get the results against the teams around you, and you've got that in the next couple of matches in Port Vale and Oxford.
Yeah, definitely. I feel so. Like, this league is anyone can get beat. It's not like bottom top. Doesn't really matter. I think we can go out and beat anyone on our game, on our day. We can beat anyone, if I'm honest.
What are you targeting as we approach the new year now? Because obviously, being out of the cup competition, you've got a chance to get some points in the league. Is it getting as close to the top six as you can?
Oh, definitely. It's not possible. I mean, it's not impossible. Like, you know, we can still do it. I think win two games, it could be back up there. So it's doable.
Have a nice Christmas.
Cheers, mate.